The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome back. And I think you should just stay here all the time because while you've been away, it's been very, very quiet. The market only moved 3 points in the whole week and the biggest move was 13 points on any given day. And you're back today and the market's up 46 points.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that's brilliant. What is it being put down to today, Kevin? Everybody's up, everyone's happy.
Well, I think a new quarter, I think that always helps. We've had the last quarter just finished. It was a pretty sedate quarter, I've got to say. Market was barely moved on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Having said that, looking at other sectors of the market, the gold price is up $30 last quarter, and all electric vehicle stocks just went nuts last quarter. Pilbara up 67%, Galaxy were up 57%, Mineral Resources up 50%. This is all since the 30th of June. And I must say, some of that continued on today. There's certainly much the new paradigm in investing these days seems to be electric vehicle stocks, as I call them, or lithium-related companies and milk companies. They keep powering along as well.
Now, did I read last week, Kevin, while I was away, a Chinese company's taken a stake in Pilbara? That's obviously a positive sign.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, no, Great Wall did do that, and they were the first. What was really interesting about that, and Pilbara was up 4% today, finished at 66 cents, but what was really interesting about that, it was the first auto manufacturer to have taken a stake in a lithium mine. Now, a lot of the battery makers and Chinese groups that make batteries for the auto suppliers, it's the first actually automaker that went straight to the lithium mine. So, very intriguing step, a very positive one, obviously, for lithium, lithium outlook and demand, and also a very good one for Pilbara. As I mentioned, they powered along today, as did some of the others in the sector, like, for example, MinRes were up 62 cents to $16.88. This was a stock that was $10 back in June.
Wow.
Pilbara, I already mentioned. Galaxy, they've been volatile, but had a good day today, up 5%, up 14 cents to $2.74. And Spencer, even Neo Metals, I think, was up a little bit as well. The poor cousin getting left behind, but it shouldn't be. It's very good value at that level. So that was quite interesting. AT Milk Company, you know, everyone's talking about them. Everyone wants to own them. Everyone should be drinking it. Up another 5% today, $6.17. Now they're sort of going global, it appears. So that got them excited. And whilst you've been away, there's been a bit of a gold rush going on.
And it's not in Kalgoorlie.
Not in the Kimberley region, I should say. The Pilbara region, no. It's more around Karratha. And yes, it started off with Artemis and a Canadian company called Novo Minerals. They went running around pegging ground everywhere, had this new theory about what gold could be and what's hosted the conglomerate style. It's very coarse gold. They're finding lots of nuggets. It's got everyone excited. That company's now got a market cap of nearly $1 billion over there in Canada. And anything that's remotely close to it just goes crazy and has been going crazy. Today, Artemis was one of those. It was up about 12%. They finished at 27 and De Grey Mining. They had a trading halt while all that was going on. Came back on today. Another Canadian company put in $5 million into them. They were 15 cents on Friday. They finished at 22.5 today, up 50%, if you don't mind, on a lazy 57 million shares changing hands.
Yeah, indeed.
So it's providing a lot of interest, a lot of activity for a lot of people that have held shares up in that part of the world that have been asleep for a while and trading at 1 or 2 cents, and suddenly they're looking at 2, 3, 5, or 8 cents. So it's good to see. It's good for the market. It puts money into the market. The gold price, funny enough, has been quite poor the last few days. It was down another $5 intraday trading today, finished at $12.74. But the good old Aussie battling dollar is drifting down as well, down to below, or net to 78 and a quarter. I think it was over 80 when you left. Seems like a long time ago, and it was only a week. So if you're buying euros now, it's over $1.50. Sterling are over $1.70. So all in all, a good start to the week. I'm excited. You should be too. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good stuff. Let's hope this upward trend continues. Good on you, Kevin. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, mate.